Well, now, will you notice this? We come now to another section, verse 26. And in the sixth month, that is 6 months after he'd appeared to Zacharias, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And two times in one verse, she's called a virgin. And you know what a virgin is? May I say to you, there are a great many folk today don't seem to know that a virgin is one that could never have a child in a natural way because of the fact that she has never had a relationship with a man that would make possible the birth of a child. Now, somebody needs to talk rather plainly today because we have these men saying that the virgin birth is a biological miracle. I always feel that when I hear today that statement made, and the parallel statement is made by certain men, I've heard a preacher here in Southern California say that the Bible does not teach the virgin birth. I've always felt like calling up that man and saying to him, I'd like to have lunch with you, and I want to tell you about the birds and the bees, because you don't seem to know about the birds and the bees. Because the Scripture makes it very clear that the Lord Jesus was virgin-born. Now, I do not object to an unbeliever saying he does not believe in the virgin birth. But when he comes along and he makes a statement and says that the Bible does not teach the virgin birth, I have to say to that man, and I say it very plainly, that there's something wrong with your intellect. Or you were not taught about the birds and the bees. For the very simple reason, the Bible makes it very clear that he was virgin born. Now will you notice that this is made very clear here. And remember, Dr. Luke gives us the most extended account of the virgin birth. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord's with thee, blessed art thou among women. Now, there are several things I'd like to say. One is that the tendency among us Protestants is to play down the role of Mary. But remember, she was highly favored. But also, with the same breath, let me say that she's blessed art thou not above women, but among women. She is not lifted up above women. She lifted womanhood up. That is the role that she played. Because you see, so easy to say that a woman brought sin into the world. But also, let's also say that a man did not bring the Savior into the world, but a woman did. Now, will you notice? And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And again, may I say that when the supernatural touches the natural, it always creates fear, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And I can't resist saying this, and I'm sure you'll forgive me for saying it, but it was like a black friend of mine in Memphis, Tennessee, years ago that said, you know, he said, I never believe in ghosts either. He says, until I saw one. Well, believe me, friends, when you've seen an angel, you have a right to be afraid. Now, if you haven't seen one, of course, you don't know anything about this. And I haven't seen one. I know nothing about it. But I think I'd be afraid if I did see one.